This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York. It is my privilege to be your pastor for the day. When I was a boy, I eagerly anticipated Christmas Day. I had little to do in terms of preparation. Instead, my thoughts were occupied with the joys of my family's traditions. The day was coming, and I was excited. Now, as a father, I still anticipate Christmas Day, but many of my thoughts are occupied with planning and ensuring that my children have a wonderful experience remembering the birth of our Savior. On Christmas Day, we celebrate the arrival of the Son of God. But we cannot help thinking of the second advent, of Jesus' return. As with Christmas, like children to whom belong the kingdom of God, we want to eagerly anticipate the return of our King with a sense of childlike wonder. We also recognize the need for mature preparation, to be ready for that great day. Titus 2:11-13 say, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to everyone. It instructs us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live sensible, upright, and godly lives in this present age, as we await the blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." So, as we anticipate and prepare for Christmas Day tomorrow, the appearance of the grace of God in the flesh, we also anticipate with joy unspeakable our blessed hope in the appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we prepare for His return by living holy lives, excited to diligently do good works. May the Lord bless you and your families and churches with this kind of joy-filled celebration and hope-filled preparation, for our King has promised, "They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day.